Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's The Clip Show, starring the world famous king of comedy, Dakota, and of course, the coolest co-host of all time, Kaylee.
Hi, everybody.
They were expecting me to say Sherry there, huh? Sherry's out this week, guys. She is sick. She has, let's see, I'm hoping it's not the coronavirus, but if it is, I don't know what to say to it by that point. But, she just has the flu right now, and she should be back in the next couple episodes. Till then, I got a lovely new co-host to take her place for the time being. Y'all remember her from, three episodes ago, something like that?
Yes, I think so.
One of the episodes a while back, you know, she was on. We did a little interview with her then, so yeah, anything new going on with you since then?
Not really. Social isolation is definitely a new experience, and it's making me think more about hobbies than being like outwardly productive. So I don't know, I'll emerge from my hermitage the same time everyone else does, like maybe around Easter or so.
Damn, I haven't had time to social quarantine myself, or whatever the hell people want to call it. I've been at work, so.
Yeah, that's something that I actually am really excited to talk about, because this whole redefining non-essential workers, right? Like, so we've decided that Starbucks and fast food are essential, and we've decided that like having somebody bag our groceries for us is essential, right?
Oh, shit.
So, I mean, I thought that we were moving in the opposite direction, because Walmart opened all those self-checkouts. I didn't really know that, we were going to have an influx of essential work that way.
Is y'all's guys' Walmart closing at like 8, 9 o'clock now? Because ours closes hella early now because of this shit.
Everything besides Walmart closes at 6 p.m. and Walmart stays open till 9, and that's it.
Damn. See, I get off around 7:30 to 8 o'clock, and by the time I get off, everything is freaking closed. I can't even get a McDouble anymore, man. You know how hard that is for me? I can't even get a McDouble.
Are you having withdrawals?
Yes, badly.
Somebody smuggled this man some McDouble.
All I want is a burger and some fries. That's all I want. Oh, the pickles. Oh, there's one burger and fries. But yeah,
go
like every time. Go for it.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, over here, the only thing that we've got a shortage of is, toilet paper. And I think that that's pretty much nationwide, right?
Right. Well, there you go. That's why my McDoubles would come in handy. They come in napkins. I can wipe my ass when I'm done after them.
It's like the good old-fashioned MREs from, going in the service. And they always give you, like, your entire meal and then one use's worth of toilet paper with it. So I think that that's how they need to start. Instead of Happy Meals, they should have like COVID meals, which would be like served in a box with a sad face on it. And it would be like a really sad burger in shrink wrap, and then like a roll of maybe four squares of toilet paper. And they're like, have a day.
Oh, shit. We got to trademark that.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
COVID meals. There are 19 types. 19 different colors of toilet paper squares you can get.
Oh, damn. I know the world's just getting crazy out there with all this shit. Toilet paper shortage. Food shortages going down. Because every time I've been into a store, it's been like nothing on the shelves. And what you do find on the shelves, they've jacked the prices up so much. It's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I spent $80 at the grocery store, and I got an onion and some chicken legs, like, you know, like drumsticks, and then
right.
I think two loaves of bread, pickles.
Y'all guys got bread
like,
out there?
Be...
We can't find no bread out this way.
Okay, well, I have to have special bread because I am a special person, so, I mean, I
when do you get the gluten,
have, like,
gluten-free
the,
shit, or?
Well, I get the seed bread, you know, Dave's seed bread. The good seed.
Mm-hmm.
I love that bread so much. And that's, like, the only bread. So I found out I'm probably the only person in the United States that eats it because it's in every store. And I'm just like, oh, I thought there was a bread shortage. But it's, like, you know, Oro wheat and cheap, you know, and the cheaper, you know, store brands that everybody usually buys to, like, make their lunches and stuff. That's what's gone.
Yes.
But, like, when I make a sandwich – I make it gourmet style, and I want for it to be fancy and nice. So I'm like, yeah, I have to have the finest of seeds, and they have to be pressed into a loaf of bread onto which I lay all of my condiments and stuff like that. And, you know, it becomes like a ritual. So I was just like, oh, I thought everybody treated themselves to nice sandwiches, but I guess not.
So what is a nice Kaylee sandwich then?
Oh, man, there are layers to this. So I am a huge, like, pastrami person. I love pastrami. I like it on
rye. I can go for pastrami.
Yeah, pastrami with a nice, like, not too strong of mustard, but I like a little bit of, like, horseradish kind of hint to it.
Mm.
And then kosher dill pickles, big old tomatoes, some of the butter leaf lettuce, and then, like, the thinnest. I like avocado mayo. Like, I know.
Okay, you lost me at mayonnaise.
Back.
Actually, you lost me, like, four items back with tomatoes and shit, but, you know.
You gotta eat your
girl,
veggies,
A,
Dakota. You're gonna get screwed.
A, I didn't get this body. I did not get this body eating veggies. B, I don't like mayonnaise. I've never liked anything mayonnaise-related. Like, I don't eat ranch. I don't eat tartar sauce. I don't eat none of that shit mayonnaise-related, like, half the dressings.
Well, I was going to say, like, there are usually two camps. You're either a mayonnaise person or a Miracle Whip person.
Either one. Like, I...
What do you put on your sandwiches?
See, like, if I make one, if I'm going to put, like, any, like, dressing on it, it'd be either, like, ketchup or mustard. Like, I might put a pickle on it, but it has to be, like, a sweet pickle or something like that. I'm not down for just, or a bread and butter pickle or something. I don't like this, like, the regular ones.
Are you kidding me? Did you say that you put ketchup on sandwiches? Like, I'm hoping that you're just talking about, like, white trash sandwiches, like, the kind that we grew up eating, like, a hot dog on a piece of bread kind of sandwiches.
I don't mean like I'm gonna go make a ham sandwich and throw some ketchup on it. I'm just using that, like, that's something I would eat, you know what I mean? Like, dressing wise, ketchup, mustard is about it. Barbecue sauce, about my three
worried.
Things.
I was like, somebody needs to arrest this man. He puts ketchup on his sandwiches.
You put ketchup on everything, man. Ketchup fucking fixes everything. It'll fix the coronavirus. Throw it on you when you get it, you're good.
Are you like a really big ketchup fan? Because my brother used to put ketchup on everything. And one thing I always used to think was weird is, like, ketchup on mac and cheese.
Okay, that's weird. Now, that I draw the line at certain things. I wouldn't do that. Now, like, if I'm eating fries or onion rings or something like that, then, yeah, I need some ketchup or barbecue sauce or something with them. But, no, I don't throw it on my mac and cheese.
Did you ever dip your fries in a shake?
Ew. Yeah, come on, fat. You know I have.
Well, I was just saying, like, it's a thing I recently tried for the first time. I didn't know that it was a thing that people did, because it doesn't make sense to me to, like, dip potatoes in cold milk and then eat them. Like, that's what that is, right?
See, you're overthinking it. You got to underthink it. You just got to be like, bam, it's fries in a milkshake.
Yeah, if you, like, look at all these carbs and sugars I'm just shoving into my face right now. I tried it. I dipped a fry in a Frosty, and I was like, oh, that's why America's fat, because that's delicious. So, but I'm never going to do it again because I was saying, I overthink it, and I'm just like, do I need to dip my potatoes in sugar milk? No, absolutely not.
Don't worry, I'll do it again sometime, guys. If anything around here is ever open that I can get a freaking Frosty at, fucking A.
Well,
I'm
going
to try to hit up the Sonic tomorrow, but I doubt it'll be open.
Oh, true. They probably are only open for like an hour when the moon is full.
Right. Because everybody was already tripping out around here over this shit, and now that there's been a confirmed case here, it's going to be like madness. Luckily, I'm off for 2 days, so I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, that is good. How are you going to spend your time in social isolation since you have your days off?
I'm going to Walmart in the morning. Probably going to try to find some chicken wings somewhere because I'm fat. Some gummy bears, of course, some Dr. Pepper, and smoke a lot of weed. I mean, that's what I do every time.
That actually sounds really relaxing. When you're smoking your weed, are you gonna try to like binge any shows or listen to any podcasts or anything?
Maybe the Joe Rogan podcast. I need to catch up on it a little bit.
You know, I actually haven't listened to it in probably.
What?
Oh gosh, it has to have been like three.
Okay, I thought you were gonna say you've never listened to it. I was like, it's like the best podcast ever. besides
totally
Roasting the World and the Clip Show, besides those two. But, yeah, it's like the third best podcast ever.
True. You know what you should do? You should be like, hey, Joe Rogan, I have this hit podcast show. Let me bring you on here. I'll get you some more listeners.
He'll laugh at me and be like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, it'll be perfect. That's how you make friends, right?
Well, yeah, that is how I started talking to Brad Williams on Twitter one time by accident like that. I was like, yo, bro, you want to come on my show? And he was like, if I have time, I'll hit you back up. And I was like, well, you just hit me back up, so I think you have time.
you got a Jedi mind trick him and just be like, you want to do this show.
Be like, Joe Rogan, you want to do my show? And he'll be like, no, dude, I still don't want to do your fucking show. He's like, bro, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, here's a restraining order. I really don't want to do your show.
Right. He'll be like, can you just stop calling me? How did you get my number? But have you heard about these, you know, all these challenges the youth are going around doing nowadays and putting on TikTok and Titty Flop and all that bullshit that they get onto? They got a new one called the Corona Challenge. Well, there's a new one they're doing called the Corona Challenge or Coronavirus Challenge or some shit. And they're going around licking toilet seats and, like, doorknobs. What the fuck is going on in their minds for them to want to go lick a fucking toilet seat?
You know, it's people who have a death wish, I think. Because it's not just – because you can't really get coronavirus from a toilet seat unless somebody's coughed directly on it and then you lick it up.
But they get herpes.
You can get all kinds of other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't live through the big herpes scare of, like, 10 years ago when we had to, like, sit on toilet seats with plastic – those little toilet cover things on them and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I think that the kids got brainwashed by Pokemon Go, right? Like, they think I gotta catch them all, so.
Shit. Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. But I don't know what to think of these kids nowadays, like, honestly. I blame their parents for supporting them for it and their teachers for not teaching them jack shit, so.
Well, there's so many, it's just everything's technology-based now. Like, there's no common sense. You can't get
right.
The kids to look away from their phones long enough to, like, see that they're going to walk into a pole. It's all about, like, balance and you know, as a society.
Well,
I think we
then that's where
that.
We should come up. We should make an app where they actually get the facts about the coronavirus, and maybe somebody be like, "Stop licking toilet seats." I mean, this is the same generation as going around the stores back in the day, or what, about a year ago, licking ice cream or opening ice cream, licking it and putting it back on the shelves and shit like that. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
These kids are dumb. Straight up just
they're
retarded.
Very dumb.
That's all I could say. Yeah, I used the R word on them. Straight up retarded. That's the only way I can describe it. Just, they're retarded. But, but I mean, they're just... I'll go for it.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead. You're the host, man. Host, man.
Well, you're the co-host, so you go ahead, man. I'm being.
True.
Speaking of dumb things.
Yeah. Speaking of dumb things, my inability to communicate. No. So that show, that Tiger King show, right? Like, since everybody's on lockdown, everybody's been watching it, and I've been seeing some hilarious memes about it, but I haven't had the chance to watch it. From what I gather,
same here.
It's some dude. Yeah, it's some guy with a mullet and like a jacket that.
Well, what I gathered from the, because I watched like a 2-minute preview for it or some shit. And yeah, I do research for the show, people. That's right, a 2-minute preview. But from the 2-minute preview, what I got was, I don't know where he was living at, some crazy redneck meth dude or some shit, like you're saying, with a mullet and dog to bounty hunter type shit going down. He was a zookeeper, or is a zookeeper or some shit, and that's where the tigers and lions and all this shit comes in. And he was also, he went to prison for being a like hired hitman type guy. So
what?
Yeah, that's what this says in the previews. They didn't say hitman. It was like a hired killer for a killer for hire or some shit, but pretty much the same shit. He's like a discount dog the bounty hunter, so I'm gonna call him Frog the not bounty hunter.
Oh my gosh. But you know what? He's a discount hitman. I actually like that. It's like for $1,000 you can have a professional. For $20 you can have
you can have Frog the bounty hunter, and he will bring his tiger. Oh yeah, okay, that's pretty cool. Or no, he'll be like $5 extra, I'll throw a tiger at him. Okay, yeah, we'll see that one.
Eventually I'm going to have to watch it.
I know. Hopefully I can catch it in the next couple of days and see what's up with it. But, yeah. There you go, youth. That's what you're going to turn into one day. You keep licking toilet seats, you're going to be a dollar hitman, and then you're going to go to prison, and then you're going to get out and be a zookeeper.
Yeah, see, toilet seats were the gateway drug. Then you graduate,
and I used to think it was pot.
You graduate to meth.
You graduate. You lick a toilet seat, you do meth. Yeah. Maybe they're on meth by they're licking the toilet seats.
You know, it would explain it.
Yeah, that would explain a lot. I mean, there's so many other stupid challenges out there, too. What was, I can't even name them all. There was a bunch of stupid-ass ones these kids were doing a while back. The lick a Tide Pod challenge or some shit.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You know which one I thought was really cool was the one that everyone was doing where they were trying to kick the lids off of stuff? You know,
I don't think I saw
that
one.
Caps? Yeah, people would kick these twist caps off of, like, soda bottles and stuff. And then you would, like, make the video slow motion, and that was pretty cool. I was like, that's a special skill set. You're never going to
see that.
But
that's like a little different, but yeah, I can see that being interesting. But you got the dumbass ones, like the stick your tongue in an asshole challenge, the lick your pinky and stick it in your nose challenge. I don't know. I just kind of made that one up, but still, that's going to be the next one. They're going to go from toilet seats to tongues right in the butts.
I mean, don't people, well, anyway.
something you want to explain to us?
No, absolutely not. So, but I mean, other like other things come from this, you know, like the whole reason why these things start is because these Instagram models and these famous people are like, watch me do this really stupid thing. And then
I remember
everybody on
like the first one I really remember was the ice bucket challenge from a few years back. That's like the first main one I remember. I'm sure there was probably some before that. And then like at first that one was all right. And then it got so just like everybody and their fucking great grandma did it. I mean, when I was a kid, when we were younger, the Corona challenge would be drink a 6-pack of Corona beer and try not to get the shits next day.
Shoot.
I mean,
nobody
that was a Corona
survive.
Challenge. Right? These kids couldn't even, they'd make it through like a 3-pack of Smirnoff and be like, I'm going to go lick a toilet seat. I'm going to go lick a toilet seat, a door to the mailbox. The Smirnoff challenge thing?
Like the four locos. That was
a
challenge. Four locos is like death in a can.
I remember people getting crazy off that
shit. Yeah.
That's like a new kind of drunk right there. Kids,
yeah.
go drink a four locos. I recommend it. If you can lick a toilet seat, you can drink a four locos.
Oh, there we go. That is a good equivalent. Let's stimulate the economy instead of getting a whole bunch of diseases. Just be like, instead of licking a toilet seat, bring the toilet seat directly to you and go grab a Four Locos.
Right. And guys, that wasn't a cough because of the coronavirus. That was a cough because of the pot I'm smoking. I mean, what? Anyways,
there was a really funny meme actually about the Four Locos that said that like it was a picture of a guy adding a 5-hour energy to a Four Locos can and he called it 9 Locos.
Oh shit! I bet he was up for days, half drunk the whole time.
I'm sure.
Holy shit! That's what. Damn. That's why I stick to Bud Light. I can drink all the Bud Light on, like, I can sit there and drink fucking shit ton of Bud Light and not get drunk, but let me rephrase that. I'm probably
reliable.
Drunk, but just in my mind, I think I'm not drunk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Natty Light, that's just flavored water. You can down a 30-pack of that and be good.
Who would waste their money?
Hey, I remember when being like 19, broke as shit, and was like, all right, let's do some beer math while we're standing here. Okay, we can either buy a 12-pack of Bud Light and drink like 2 beers, or we can get a 30-pack of Natty Light. All right, let's just rough it and get the Natty.
And then after the 30-pack, you're like, I'm not even drunk.
Yeah, and then you're like, damn. Should have got the 12-pack, and then I could have chugged my 2 beers and took somebody else's 2 beers, and nobody would have noticed. Yeah.
Beer math.
Right? See, kids don't even get to do that anymore. This generation's like a bunch of pussies and shit. A bunch of dumbass pussies going around licking toilet seats and not drinking beer.
I take that back. They have the hard seltzer, so they do seltzer math.
Ah, fuck.
But you only get 4 of those for $20. Like, that's all.
Man, if you have to order something and say, can I get it in lemon lime, you do not need to drink it. Come on.
Well, I mean, I drink what I want. You're not the boss of me, so.
Well, go drink some lemon lime for me. Order me a Jack and Coke if you don't mind. I'm a real guy. I drink Jack and Coke, some Jim Beam every now and then. Ooh, some Wild Turkey sounds pretty good right now. Fireball.
Oh,
okay.
Oh
damn.
Why are you flexing on the dark liquors? Are you trying to tell me that you're sitting in your study smoking a cigar and, you know, throwing your scotch in a cup? Weird
chugging
question,
some 150.
But okay.
So by that you mean sitting in my room chugging some 151 and smoking some bud?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the working men's study, right? Is like sitting on
right.
in the like cross-legged with a bong in your hands.
Hey, I've moved up, all right? I got a chair now.
Oh, there you go.
I got a chair and a laptop. I'm moving on up in this thing.
That's like half of a proper office.
Right? That's what I'm saying. And a weight set on the floor, so that's definitely a good office going down. I even got a gym. I even got a gym in my office. It's perfect.
Giving somebody, hey MTV, welcome to my crib. This is my gym / office.
/ bedroom / poor people problems.
/ sometimes toilet.
Damn.
I know, sorry. That was a low blow. That was a low blow. But
well, I mean, I do have a bathroom here though, so I got a bathroom that has like a shower and toilet in one part, and then it has like one of those big ass tubs that you can fit like, I want to say like 4 or 5 people in.
Mhm. That's a tub that you can fit how many people in?
Like 4 or 5 probably. It's like a big ass round tub looking thing. Yeah, I could say
I'm
probably
sorry,
4 people in there.
Did you steal it from a hotel?
Nah, it came with the house.
Oh, there you go.
They might have stole it from a hotel. I don't know. I guess it's a common thing out here because both houses I lived in had them.
Weird.
Yeah.
But like maybe Arizona has like a limit. They're just like, Arizonans are like, no, a tub should only be able to fit one person sideways with their knees bent, kind of.
Damn. Things like that, it makes me miss Arizona. We got about 3 minutes left of the show, so, damn. Anyways, let's wrap up or do a little recap here. We discussed the kids being retarded because they go around looking toilet seats. We discussed sandwich making, which you totally win on the sandwich making because, you know, I add ketchup to things.
It's a very important skill.
You add mayonnaise. You add mayonnaise, so it's like, ugh. With a capital
oh,
man,
it has been around longer than me. Don't blame me.
Yeah, still though. With a capital With an extra capital
Careful, you'll make yourself actually throw up.
Right. And then we discuss kids should go around drinking beer. So, that's right, kids. We believe in underrated drinking here at the clip show,
whoa.
So go for it. Hashtag tell your parents.
Hashtag don't tell your parents.
No, I didn't finish the hashtag. Hashtag tell your parents to get the good beer, not the you know, the crappy Natty Light. Tell them you want to go right. Budweiser, Bud Light, anything of that nature. You know, drink your fucking bourbons. Yep. Damn, the little voice came on and was like, 90 seconds. So, that's, yeah, guys, we got 90 seconds. Tune in Friday for Roasting the World. Sherry might be here. We don't know. Kaylee might be here. We don't know. I might be there. Who knows?
Maybe.
I might be there. I don't know yet either. And, any last words out from Arizona?
Oh, it's hot out here. Thanks for listening. Also, wash your hands and don't cough on people.
Oh, yeah. And don't hug random people either. It's not. A, they don't it, and B, you might catch something.
Yeah, take your vitamins. I'm your mom.
Take your Flintstone vitamins and, you know, all that nonsense.
Call somebody that you love and tell them that you love them.
And watch Tiger Kings, because it seems like it's going to be interesting. Seems like it's going to be interesting. All right, we got about 15 seconds left, people. We're going to jabber on until it goes out. So y'all have a good night. Thanks for listening. Shout out to Turkey and India. Hope you guys are all doing safe over that way. And 10 seconds, guys. I'll just count it out. 4, 3, 2, 1. Peace out.
Bye.